is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will participate in his first multilateral summit since an armed rebellion rattled Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will participate in his first multilateral summit since an armed rebellion rattled Russia. Leaders will convene virtually for a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, a security grouping founded by Russia and China, to counter Western alliances from East Asia to the Indian Ocean. This year's event is hosted by India, which became a member in 2017. Senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, Tanvi Madan, believes the summit is essential for Moscow.
SCO for Russia has been an outlet for Moscow demonstrating that it's not isolated, something they argue that the US and the European Union are trying to do.
For Putin personally, the summit presents an opportunity to show he's in control after a short-lived insurrection by Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin. None of the member countries has condemned Russia in UN resolutions, choosing instead to abstain. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is set to visit Beijing this week, the United States says, marking the second trip by a cabinet official to China since ties between the world's top two economies deteriorated earlier this year. France's mayors call on the public and elected officials to hold rallies opposing nearly a week of violent protests, even as the first signs emerged that the unrest was beginning to ease. Clashes between Sudan's army and paramilitary rapid support forces have intensified as the war in the country's capital and western regions enters its 12th week. This is VOA News. Israeli drones have struck targets in a militant stronghold in the occupied West Bank, and hundreds of Israeli troops were deployed in the area. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
The sound of gunfire resonated over the West Bank skyline. A large plume of black smoke rose from the crowded streets of the Jenin refugee camp. Ambulances raced towards a hospital where the wounded were brought in on stretchers. Palestinian health officials said several Palestinians were killed. Israeli troops remained inside the camp, pushing ahead with the largest operation in the area during more than a year of fighting. While Israel described the attack as a pinpoint operation, armored bulldozers drove through narrow streets to clear the way for troops, damaging property in their path. The operation has come at a time of growing Israeli domestic pressure for a tough response to a series of attacks on Israeli settlers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Excessive heat warnings are expected to continue through today in many areas across the United States. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
On Sunday, Phoenix, Arizona, and surrounding communities flirted with a high of 115 degrees, and the National Weather Service is forecasting 116 degrees today. That's just 2 degrees off the record high for that date set in 1907. Then, temperatures are expected to drop a few degrees for the next 3 days. In Nevada, the first excessive heat warning of the summer continues through this evening for the Las Vegas metro area. The high in central Las Vegas on Sunday was near 112 degrees, with 113 degrees predicted for today. In Southern California, excessive heat warnings and advisories are extended through today for inland areas east of Los Angeles. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Europe later this month for meetings in Britain, Lithuania, and Finland, the White House said. Biden's trip, scheduled for July 9th through the 13th, will begin in London for meetings with King Charles and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to further strengthen the close relationship between our nations. That's what the White House said in a statement. A Russian arms dealer freed last December in a prisoner swap for U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner has been chosen as the candidate of a far-right party for a seat in a Russian regional legislature, a Russian state news agency reported. Viktor Bout, once dubbed the Merchant of Death by the U.S., served 10 years of a 25-year sentence in U.S. prisons on arms dealing charges until his release in the prisoner exchange with Griner, an Olympic gold medalist. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.